Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the show, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Once again, Midwest Bank. Good stuff in the in Bill's Thrill segment there to wrap up hour number one. Bill, what's Steve Schindler got going on today?
It's got a big day today, guys. I think you guys will appreciate this on helping us. Today we loop again. We will loop again. Junior high and high school and school board, just stand down. Steve's got it. You know how he is with the school board. They get into it sometimes.
It's not pretty.
He's looping junior high and high schoolers. Today is roadside repair assistance.
Oh, good idea.
Roadside repair assistance. He is going to teach you how to change a tire and how to, which is terrifying. It's terrifying changing a tire on this. I had to change one on the side of the interstate about a year ago. I had to get a hold of my nephew in Oregon, and he FaceTimed me, and he got online to show me how to. Cause it's not that simple anymore. No. You'll just get the jack out, hook it on the bumper. Nope. It's way complicated.
No, trust me, it's a two-man job.
It's a lot. So you're going to teach you how to change a tire, then how to jump start another car. Mm. How to jump start.
That's not as terrifying.
No, not as terrifying. Just know the matchups, the positive, the negatives. Yeah,
right.
Know there's a,
make sure also, cables are good.
When you're going to buy your cables, buy the longest cables you can. Mm-hmm. Get the long cables. Remember how you always had to try to match up your car to it when you pulled up to the car? So see if you get over.
Get awkward.
Get awkward side.
Depending where it is, yeah.
How many times you just remember standing out there where it's below zero.
Yeah.
Trying to jump start your buddy's car.
Right.
Remember
it's not going.
You tell the other guy to get on there, hey, step on the gas.
Yeah.
You rev it up.
I think that's a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing. So Steve's teaching that today. So he's going to have the junior. They'll do it every year. Yeah. So
that's critical.
It's critical to know this.
Steve can whip a tire off pretty quick. I bet.
Oh yeah, he's like NASCAR. He's like a pit guy. Yeah, he can do that stuff really, really well. Yeah, and he's got the strength too.
Look at him.
He got the strength. He's strong. He's got
There's a cardboard shoulders. Cut out of him
right in front of us.
Yeah.
Yes, right in front of us. So yes, he's.
That's big. That's not an easy day.
No, it's not an easy day. So they got vehicles all set up.
Outside,
they have three or four different ones you practice on. Let's see what we can do here for a car, this, that. And then, hey, we got to jump start this car. How do we hook it up? Pop the hood. What are we looking for here? How do we hook these bad boys up? You know, there's a lot of things. Remember, your dad would teach you at a time that if you hooked up those cables backwards, that the entire car would explode. Yeah. That's what you were told. If you hook these up backwards, the whole thing will just dissemble like that. It doesn't really happen quite that way. But it's good to know.
This is a situation where now is there coffee and donuts?
Absolutely. There's a lot of learning and teaching as the next person's going. One person's going. It's not like a final grade like you did better. So if all of a sudden Tommy's up there, everyone's watching. As Steve always says, if I'm talking to Tommy, I'm talking to everyone.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying at that time.
It's an interesting it's an interesting day. It's not necessarily super fun.
No.
But it's needed.
It's needed.
Yeah.
It's very, very, I'm telling you the one.
Could you change a tire on your new car, Nick?
Not without looking it up, I don't think.
Right.
It's a lot. And how the tires are, I tell you one thing, the difference too, I just remember the size in my Ford LTD 1977 that I drove through college to the AM radio. The size of the spare tire was remarkable. It was a regular tire.
Oh, it was.
Oh, it was a regular tire back in those days. It was huge. It was absolutely giant.
Now you put a donut on there.
Put a donut on. Just flip that baby on there. And I love when you see a guy driving the donut. We know he's been on it for like 2 or 3 weeks. It's like just making the...
I could jumpstart a car in a heartbeat, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the change of tires, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Not always.
It took me about 3 hours outside the ticket one night. I had a flat tire outside the ticket, the old building. You know what I mean? I was on that hill.
Yeah.
So it was really think about it. It was tricky. I was told subsequently, you could have moved it. I said, I don't want to drive on the flat. They said, no, you could drive on the flat that little distance.
At least to get it moved 10 feet.
Yeah, it was hard. It slipped off the jack at one
point. I was just going to say, that'd be scary. Difficult to get the jack to where it would prop it up.
It came off the jack at one point. Yeah, it was scary.
That was a pretty steep hill.
Yeah. The old school used to be that they had two little slits almost where you in the bumper where you put the hook at.
Right.
Just crank that baby up. Now it's not like that.
Put on the axle.
You got to go underneath it on the axle. And, it's a lot. It's a lot. All I know when I did it, I was terrified. Oh, I was on the side of the road. Side of the interstate. This is how I die. This is how I go down. Yeah.
You could call roadside assistance.
I would say just the first thing you should do is if you can call roadside, do it. Sometimes you get caught in a spot where
call
you can't.
Call the professionals.
It's sort of a manhood thing, though.
I wanted to be less than a man, but I couldn't get anybody to come. Yeah. So all of a sudden it's getting dark, and I go, I got to do this. Yeah. And so that's when my nephew came through. Mm.
Yeah, Doug on the stream says, call AAA.
He's not wrong.
OG Les Lancaster says, my dad always told me if I hooked them up backwards, the car blew up. And my mom always said that if I didn't clean out the lint trap in the dryer, the house burned down.
Absolutely. That's true. That's true. Yep. There's some truth to that. If your dryer thing gets all blocked up, it's not good either. That's your dryer thing. Yes.
Wild Bill says that's what's wrong with kids these days. You can't exchange the tire. It's so easy.
No, it's not. I disagree with
Wild
Bill.
It's not so easy. The biggest thing is once again, nothing's universal.
Right.
So if I go to change mine, yours, everything's
a little different.
All I know is this, when I finally took everything out and I'm like, okay, here we go. And you're unscrewing the donut from below, trying to look at what's going on. Thank God I had my nephew to be, hey, do this. And he had it right there in front of us, like on his computer. I'm on FaceTime set right there. I'm like, okay, I see it. Yep. I'm underneath there. I see it. Boom. I've never had that
stress.
I've never sweated like that in my life.
Stress.
It was August, but the stress was so high of trying to change that tire as fast as I possibly could.
You got it though.
Yeah.
You got it.
I got it done. I felt like a grown up.
Yeah. Like a dude.
Damn. I was 4.5 hours late to my destination, but I did it.
Yeah.
Well, it takes
a while.
So once again, Midwest Bank member
FDIC.
There it is. All right. Just kind of building off of Bill's thrills, was that helmet communication, the 2-minute warning, two of the many new things that are being implemented in college football this upcoming season.
I just sniffed.
Yeah, about 12 times in the last 30 seconds.
Did I really? Did you notice that, Bill?
I didn't notice that many. No.
Oh, okay, good. Well, anyway, helmet communication and 2-minute warning. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on helmet communication specifically because now that should alleviate some of the large dramatic signs on the sidelines potentially and what we saw this year with Michigan potentially sign stealing.
Yeah. It's significant. It's obviously significant. The quarterback's going to have technology in his helmet up to 15 seconds before the snap, right? So, it's obviously, and it's been happening. It's happening in high school, and it's in the NFL, so college is just catching up. I was more interested in what Bill has said and what Rule has said about the tablet technology that will be available on the sideline. Rule said, unnecessary, won't help much.
That was my take exactly. Yeah. I was there's a couple things you might want to show them. But if you get just
show the player
so enthralled, your head's down for this last, there's so many things. If there's some little thing you can kind of pick up, hey, here's a nugget for you that can maybe help you. Here's something that can help you. I'll get more of just talking to my players and what's going on.
There'll be several tablets on the defensive sideline. And I suppose on the offense too, you can use.
Well, here's what you have to understand though, the sign stealing is not going away.
Why?
Because in the NFL, what do they do 90% of the time, except for in 2 minutes? What do they do?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
They huddle. These guys don't huddle. So that means there's still signals. So when the call comes into the quarterback, that means he only has the one signal. He has to signal the play to everyone. Mm-hmm. He can't signal dummy plays.
No.
Good so point. When they're signaling from the sideline mm-hmm. and you have all these things up there.
They're like dummy plays.
We'd have ways to disguise it. We'd have ways, hey, we'd always be like, hey, who's hot? Who's live right now? We would have. At LSU, we had those big boards we'd put up with four things on it. Like that. Sometimes if we just put the board up, the board meant a call. Sometimes we had the boards up. We weren't even using the boards. They weren't even in the equation for that game. So we had all these different ways of what you could do. And then you have a very minimal where somebody say, hey, we're going wristband. So they can get something off of that. Well, now, what do you have now? The quarterback gets the call. He makes the signal.
In the deal.
And then but the signal's the signal.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's going to dummy, how's the quarterback going to?
This is complicated.
Where it's different is if you sit there and you watch the games, you'll see them all the time. Like they're doing this, the quarterback's right thing here better.
Yeah.
And then they're in the huddle.
Now, Nebraska does huddle.
But just in general.
But in general, a lot of them don't. A lot of
defensive haven't huddled in like 25 years. They haven't. No one on defense huddles. There's no such thing.
No.
And
you're right.
So that's where it's way different.
They don't huddle.
It's way different. So huddling, yeah, the huddling team, advantage. Non-huddle, not an advantage.
Hmm. Yeah, that's why, you know, Satterfield likes that huddle.
Yeah.
Satterfield likes that huddle.
And there's a benefit to this reason. Because now I can get the call, no one can steal it, and I can tell everybody what the call is.
So will more teams huddle now?
It could be. Because I'm telling you, if that's what you want to be looking at, now the quarterback starts signaling stuff, it's like, you can tell if you just watch the mannerism of the quarterback, whether he's doing this or you'll be able to tell that he's just kind of like, you know, he's listening. You'll be able to tell the guy's talking to him. You can tell it all the time in the NFL. It's like, okay, he's talking to him. I also asked, so this was used in bowl games last year. And so Andy Ludwig, I talked to him out at Utah, and I said, it shuts off 15 seconds
before the play clock.
The play clock. I said
expires.
So I said, what happens? I said, if you snap, so it's a 40-second play clock. You snap it at 28 seconds. Okay. I said, is it still on? He said, it is. So they said that the mic's still on. So I was laughing. It's like, throw the fade, check it down, scramble.
You could do that.
Trouble.
Backside, watch your left. Backside.
Watch your left. To your left.
You could do that, right?
He goes,
I wonder if you can do that.
He's like, no. I don't say a word to him once the thing is.
But you could.
But it was just interesting because I didn't know if it like.
Jalen Lloyd's open.
Yeah, exactly. Left side, down the sideline. Whip it. Whip it.
You could do that.
Be
why wouldn't you do that?
Be like, or do this. Hey,
why wouldn't you do that?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's some things.
Well,
to
it. Because it would be, you would have to react perfect. I mean, you'd have to have.
Could you imagine? Can you imagine
of a
dropping
going,
back to pass and somebody's telling you where to throw it?
Yeah,
it would be hilarious.
Over your shoulder, he's coming. 98. He's about to hit you.
He's mad. Oh God. Sorry about that. My call. Up. Bad call.
Get up.
Just get up.
Get up. Fine.
You're fine.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh God.
Why God? Why?
We have a text from Colgan Jay asking if Billy, you can talk a little bit more about how you guys would and wouldn't use signs,
please.
Like the actual dummy signs and stuff during your time.
It would be, and so they usually have three guys signaling. And here's the key to it was that everyone has to signal. They'll figure it out. Everyone has to signal normal signals, which means the calls are within your calls. Mm-hmm. I remember one time we had some guy like this. Every time he just did this. It's like, hey, I don't think that guy's live. It's pretty obvious that guy's not live. And so you would say, so
it's hilarious.
Everyone would, you'd all be signaling. So he'd have to know that, hey, If we're playing undercover one, but we've just called tight four, mm-hmm. Other guys are signaling this or signaling that to try to signal something different. And then we would change who was hot, what hat was hot. That's why you see all those weird colors on the sidelines. The fluorescent green, the fluorescent orange, that's all for that.
Were the kids good at picking this stuff up?
What's that?
Are the kids good at picking this stuff up?
Yeah, they're good. They can get it and they can see it fine.
It's interesting to me.
And there's some places like that were just the coordinator still signals it. And it's like, I'm not worried about it too much.
I wouldn't.
But it was, we knew it was so in depth of what was being stolen and what was going on. It was a lot. So we were always working different ideas. And that's why all of a sudden, when you could go wristband and mix in too. And so that would be all of a sudden, because then somewhere in the signal would be, it'd be like, hey, it would just be wristband, whatever, four. Then you can change wristbands at halftime. They just slide in and out, have a new wristband. So it's like, okay, it's just a different order of with the stuff. Also,
man.
So
man,
you want to show
complex,
you want to yeah. you want to show your players that you're not being an idiot and we have a plan, but you also don't want to be, this is our whole thing. If we just get them to not know our calls, we win. Because the calls don't win the game.
No, they don't.
So, there's a lot of it, too, with that. Just being like, hey, also of having the, being brash of like, we don't even care if they know what we're running. Yeah, we're doing it. What are you going to do about it?
Got to block and tackle.
So there's some of that also.
Block and tackle.
So there's some of that with Thank it also. You. So it wasn't, but here's the thing you have to do, is you have to, where it gets really hard, you have to do that all during practice all week. Because if you think on game day you're going to roll out there, and all of a sudden, it's like, who's hot? Who's this? The boards are up. This is going on. It's like, oh, no. That's not the case.
And it changes week to week.
Yeah.
Wow.
And remember the boards would have the big one on, like, they have, like, four pictures on or this picture's on it. And then we had a bunch of different boards made. But what we found out was it was just brutal. If all of a sudden on third down we wanted to go boards, we wanted to call a certain blitz. And it's like to find, all of a sudden, the person had to find that board to put it up. That's why the boards were a little bit more more trickery on our part to go through it. So there, it's a fine line to not be so arrogant to be going like, oh, we don't care what we're running. They know, we'll tell them what we're running. Mm-hmm. Now I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And also, I also don't want to give them a comfort zone where they come off the field like they're getting our calls. That's why we're screwed here. It's like no, probably not pass rushing well enough. We're not. Yeah. Doing the things we have to get done well enough to get it done.
Anyway, the technology in the helmets will happen this year. Yes. There'll be and there'll be one defender that can wear them. Mm-hmm. Probably a linebacker.
Usually it's the Mike linebacker.
Yep.
And that part,
one guy.
That part is interesting. I've not spent much time on that. That's new to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I've never spent any time where we were calling the defense in to that person.
See, Rule laid out a scenario that's pretty complex that way too, where you have, okay, you can have one guy with the green dot that has the technology in his helmet. That's your middle linebacker. But what if he goes out? Well, you have to have the other middle linebacker with the ability to have the green dot. And then what about special teams? You know, what if one of those guys is on? I mean, it's a helmet issue is what it becomes. If one of the guys goes out on special teams, he can't take his green dot helmet with him. He's got to get another.
Helmet. I need your helmet.
Well, he's got to have two helmets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so it gets to be kind of a Jay Terry, the equipment manager. It's sort of a headache for him.
It's a whole other level, you know, because what would drive me nuts is as if I were a head coach, if all of a sudden, you know, the head assistant coach is all freaked out on the sideline because his tablet went down. I'm like, we're screwed.
Right.
You know what? That's like, no, just.
That would be annoying.
Just coach him. But there'll be some of that. There'll be some of those things. But
tablet went down. We're screwed.
When you watch how buried people get, you always talk about head coaches buried in their play call.
It drives me nuts. It drives me crazy.
This game, a lot of these things now, people, that's all they do. They'll come over, sit down, they'll be scrolling through stuff and looking, because you know why? He looked pretty cool. Yeah, I'm working here, man. I'm talking to my starting quarterback. I'm getting this done. Do you see this? And sometimes there's just so much stuff
of
overload in their head. They want to go play.
Too much.
They want to be able to go play.
You see those head coaches sometimes? They're just standing.
I see it at the high school level.
Standing on the sideline with their head down in the sheet. I don't even understand how you live. Leading a team at that point.
Yeah. If I had my voice, I'd be like, no tablets, nothing, no electronics except for talking to the helmet.
QB1.
I'm all for that. QB1. There RB1, whoever has it.
RB2. Before we get to the game show, a quick plug for our friends at First Rate Ag in Holdridge. Bill's got the hat on. Once again, First Rate Ag in Holdridge. They have everything you need for lawn fertilizer and more. Call them today, 308-995-8327, or go to firstrateag.com. And you got to ask for Parker or Chris, but you also have to mention the ticket.
I'm just telling you, Parker got a hold of me. He sent me a picture of him of his sunglasses he was using yesterday. Guess what they were? The ticket sunglasses.
Oh, that's awesome.
They shut it down for the weekend, little cold spell. They shut it down. They said, we're not doing it. Monday, this morning, they were back out in the fields at 3:30. Back out there.
Shut it down this weekend, though.
They shut it down.
Was it chilly?
A little chilly, yes. So they shut it down for a little bit, and they're back at it right now, and they're killing it out there. They got out about 4:15 this morning, but they were in their building ready to go in their workshop there by about 3:00 this morning. They departed. They were in the fields by 4:15.
What is it?
First rate,
not second rate. First rate. Parker and Chris.
.com. Make sure you mention the ticket. All right. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call now, 402-464-5685, to play Shut Up Sipple. Today's topic, landmarks or notable locations. Guys, I'm going to tell you guys
what
this.
What is it?
Landmarks or notable locations.
He does what Jake does. You ever notice that Nick does what Jake does?
Well, here's the deal. We should go 4 for 4.
Okay.
We should go 4
landmarks.
For 4. Landmarks. I will be utterly disappointed if, in either you guys or the contestant, if they get any of these wrong. These are layups. Give us a call now. Shut Up Sipple. Great. Sponsored by Bagels and Joe begins now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Sipple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Once again, it is Shut Up Sipple. Call now for your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It's notable locations, landmarks, if you want to call it that. Once again, I don't want to hear how these questions are easy because all four of these are layups. So let's go to our contestant. Logan is on the Honda of Lincoln Hotline. Logan, how do you feel about landmarks?
Well, I'm a little worried I'm going to disappoint you by missing one, but
you'll be all right. We'll see. All right. We'll see how
Thank
it is,
you, Logan.
Logan. All right. Once again, you guys had a winning week last week, 3-2 overall. We'll see how we play this week. All right,
tight.
Logan. First one goes to you. In what city is Alcatraz Island located?
San Francisco.
Yes,
that is right.
Brilliant.
It is San Francisco. All right, Sipple, 1-0. Logan leads. What city holds the Willis Tower? What city?
Well, I got to guess.
Willis Tower.
Yes. I don't know it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Chicago.
It Brilliant. Is Chicago.
I was gonna
Illinois.
Guess Chicago too, and I had no idea.
Oh. Yep. There okay, it well is. Then we're all right.
Is that by the Sears Building?
Maybe. 1-1.
Maybe.
We're all
Sears Building is well known.
We're all tied up. 1-1.
Nice
right.
job, Steve.
All right, Logan. We're tied up 1-1. The Hoover Dam spans over 2 states. I need one of them.
Nevada.
Brilliant.
See, I told you guys 4 layups here. Here we go. What city holds the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Sipple?
Come on. Cleveland.
All right.
Brilliant.
Super simple game show.
Okay,
super
now. Simple. Now, Bill.
We might be able to get 100 of these.
Now it gets a little tougher. All right. I'm going to have Bill or you guys pick a number.
Okay, we'll consult.
And Logan will go over under the number. Bill is still in your back pocket. How many miles is it from the 93.7 The Ticket Studio to Chimney Rock?
To Chimney Rock.
God.
To Chimney Rock. How many miles from the 93.7 The Ticket Studios down here, 1040 O Street, to Chimney Rock? And you can go to the first decimal place. I need to get you a pen so you can consult.
Give me a number, Sip. What are you thinking? I got a number in my head.
So there you go. By the way, the Willis Tower is the Sears Tower.
Is it? Okay.
They are the same building. We have been notified. The distance from 93.7 The Ticket to Chimney Rock. As Bill and Sip are writing a number down, this is the tiebreaker. Logan will go over under their answer.
Ooh.
To the first decimal place.
Okay. I'm going to go closer to Bill. I'll just say 325.
All right. Logan, do you believe that Chimney Rock is more or less than 325 miles away from the Ticket Studio?
I'm going to say more.
That is right.
Brilliant.
It is more. 377.1 miles. Nice job, Logan. You win a business box
That's
of
fine.
Bagels. To Bagels and Joe. Appreciate you playing, man. Call
good
you
guesses.
Down the road.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Great job by Logan.
There it is.
Yeah, nice we weren't easy. Too far off.
Weren't too far off. So, I mean, it was layups.
That wasn't
layups.
Embarrassing.
It was layups, I know.
Sometimes we've embarrassed ourselves.
It's all right.
Today we didn't.
Today
no,
we
didn't.
You were just fine. At least we didn't embarrass ourselves.
Yep,
exactly.
You were just fine. So
0-1.
Yeah.
There you go.
We took L, though.
Yeah,
only
an L.
0-1 this week. Only one more day of having Nick orchestrate the game show. Jake is back
on
Wednesday.
Because you have a big social event you're going
Jake
to.
Jake is. We don't need to elaborate. Jake is back on Wednesday. And so that is when my time on early break comes to an end.
We don't need to elaborate.
It's a big one.
We don't need to elaborate.
You got a big vacation planned.
No, we're fine.
You got that new car.
You got that new car. He's going on vacation. Yeah. We went bowling at Madsen's on Friday.
Ooh.
Did you talk to Sarah?
I did not.
How did you bowl?
We did not.
Oh, you didn't bowl.
What happened?
We were supposed to go bowling at 9:15. At about 8:15, plans went awry.
Awry.
So
that can happen.
It did happen. Yep. So there you
okay.
go. All right, Spillover coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.